Ben, thank you so much for joining me on today's Veterans Affairs program. I appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
I would really like to know a little bit about how your office at the Colorado Division of Veterans Affairs meshes with the Federal Veterans Administration.
Okay. We are a state agency. We are an advocate for veterans throughout the state. We are not federal employees. We're state employees. And our goal is to represent veterans in front of the federal VA in assisting in claims, GI Bill, housing issues, anything that has to do with veterans in the state of Colorado. We're their advocate.
Okay, thank you. So I understand there is a kind of a program that a veteran can get into to find out about their benefits, the sort of a one-stop shop, and I believe it's called the One Source Program. Can you talk a little bit about what that's about?
Certainly. The state of Colorado and our Department of Military and Veterans Affairs have put a program together based out of Grand Junction to assist veterans on the Western Slope. It's serving 24 counties, which are basically those counties that are west of the Continental Divide and west of the San Juans, to assist them, to help them to get benefits, whether they be for military benefits or state benefits, for both veterans and their family members. So those are some of the things that come out of that.
So why would a veteran need to approach their benefits in that way? What are some of the ways that this is helping veterans with their benefits?
Well, one of the things that we need to keep in mind is that the veterans program, the veterans process, can get very complicated. And I will use myself as a classic example. When I got out of the military, I knew everything I needed to know about the military, but not about the transition into civilian life and what are some of the programs that offered through the VA. And had I had someone like myself working for me when I initially left the military, it would have cleared up a lot of my questions about where to go for educational benefits, where to get a home loan, how to apply for benefits that I developed while serving in Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, when I left the military. So just the ability to help individuals make that transition and understand what their benefits are.
Do you feel like a lot of times that veterans don't really understand the benefits that are afforded to them through the government?
I definitely believe that. And as I said, my own example, it took me 10 years after I left the military in order to actively apply for benefits that I didn't know I was I could qualify for. And so it was an eye-opening experience for me. And so any veteran coming out, I think it's beneficial for them.
I understand there is a women's program to get women vets more involved with their benefits, too, that is, I guess, trying to be revived. Can you speak a little bit about what that's about?
Certainly. We have, in the last year, really focused on one of my staff members, specifically on women veterans issues throughout the state of Colorado. Some of the issues that we have seen is, you know, how veterans, female veterans, utilize facilities, like, for example, when they need health care, what are some of the unique situations that they would need in exploring their health care? And with issues like military sexual trauma, where they may have suffered some kind of harassment or a sexual trauma while in the service, that they need somebody who kind of can relate to those kind of issues. So we have hired an individual in my office to work specifically statewide with female veterans. Her name is Jacqueline Marietta, and she is now my state women's veterans coordinator.
That's wonderful. We have a great county veterans service officer here in Montezuma County. He's been on our program several times, Rick Torres. How does the veteran service officer in the various counties or across Colorado work with your office, and what does that role look like?
Well, let me give you a little bit of background about Rick. Yeah, he is retired from the military. He is very knowledgeable. He's probably one of our rising stars, if not a shining star, for our programs. He's one of our veterans who works full-time to assist veterans. He also, we had talked about the Western Region One Source. He sits on that advisory committee. His ability to understand VA benefits and his advocacy and his just basically gumption to do a great job. I think you all are very lucky to have him in Montezuma County and the city of Cortez.
It is pretty amazing to hear him talk about the benefits that he's been able to achieve for veterans here locally. Do all counties across Colorado have a veteran service officer like Rick?
By statute, the county commissioners are required to have a county service officer in every county. And the exception is if you have a small county where they can share it with the neighboring county. And we've got one particular example of that in Montrose County and Ouray County share one service officer. But we have 64 counties in the state, and we actually have 78 full-time service officers working throughout the state to assist veterans. So there's one in every county, or represented like in Montezuma and Ouray, with one individual.
Now, I also understand that there is a new Western Colorado office that is going to be established. Where is that going to be, and what's that going to look like?
That is, it's going to be co-located with the Western Regional One Source. It's going to be in Grand Junction, and we are going to be in February actively looking for a state service officer to address the Western Slope.
So if a veteran is listening to this program right now and they want to explore what benefits might be available to them, do they typically go to your office? Should they go to their local veteran service officer? Where do they start?
We encourage them to utilize their county veteran service officer because it's one of their local people, somebody that they can relate to, somebody that they see at grocery stores, at the gas station. And as we train individuals throughout the state to be qualified and accredited veteran service officers, these are their neighbors, their friends. It's somebody that they can relate to. And as the claim gets developed, it's sent up to the state, and we can carry it on over to the federal VA. But we want them to utilize their county service officers because that's their neighbor, that's their friend.
Yeah, it's a good relationship to build, I guess.
Yes.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for your time, and it was really interesting talking with you about what you do for vets in our area.
Certainly. And like I say, y'all are very lucky to have Rick Torres, and I look forward to working with all the veterans in southwestern Colorado.
Thank you
for offering me the opportunity to speak to your group.
You bet. That's Ben Mestis. He is the Eastern Director of the Colorado Division of Veterans Affairs. You've been listening to KSJD's Veterans Affairs program. I'm Tom Yoder.